This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. And if you like,
don't you just love that? Perfection. That's what you've got for the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, here to work your way through all the important news of the day. This is Dateline Nebraska, a jail fight this week. The smoking gun reports that two inmates in the Nebraska maximum security facility got into a fight after one of them allegedly stunk up his jail cell. 38-year-old Brian Brueggemann is said to have shoved his cellmate, 26-year-old Jesse Doris, into the bars after Doris complained about the smell he was emitting. Mr. Brueggemann now faces a felony count of assault by a confined person. He was given a month-long sentence for violating a protective order. He's behind bars awaiting trial on robbery charges. And apparently the food there is not agreeing.
Doesn't agree with you.
Excuse me, not agreeing with him, no. We all have said that we think the Pope is cool, right? We pretty much all agreed the Pope is cool. So, Jennifer, you'll especially be interested in his pronouncement this week about wine.
Ooh, I
red,
love it.
Red wine. He spends a lot of his time talking about bad things, the cruel things going on in the world, and trying to fix them. He's ridiculed the church's obsession with abortion and gay marriage and contraception, promoted genuine respect for all people. He's got a pretty good sense of humor. At the end of the day, he seems an ideal candidate to share some schnapps with. And if truth be told, if he had the time, he'd be down to indulge as much as he could. He claimed wine is a necessity this week. His exact words
were, I know, right?
Water is needed to live, but wine expresses the abundance of the banquet and the joy of the celebration. Wine is necessary for our celebration.
That is. Yeah, agreed. He's right.
Jennifer is our resident Catholic.
And your resident wino. So
yes, there
you
right. There, we put them together. And what do you got? Something very cool. There you go, the Pope.
Typically, priests don't have a problem with drinking. I mean, Catholics are known to put a few away.
Yeah. Nuns that I've known were pretty good at that as well. So, anyway, there's something that's good. Here's
I love business. When you have a political statement and all of that.
Yeah, nuns aren't so good either.
Oh, remember, I was married to one.
I know you were. You married a nun?
I did.
That was his only wife.
My only wife had been in a convent for 5.5 years, and she was...
And she met you and threw it all to the wind?
Well, she was having a relationship with a priest that wasn't working particularly well, and so she got out, and the first person she met was me. And 3.5 months later, we were married.
Wow.
And 3.5 months after that, she told me that she hated me and wished that she'd never seen me or met me.
Oh, jeez.
It was Valentine's Day.
And we decided to have two kids.
Yes. And we decided to stick it out. And the two children that came out of it were fabulous. And our relationship was much better in the years after we got divorced. You may.
Did she have a reason to hate you at that point?
No. Well, not then. I mean, I was a kid that didn't know anything except I was supposed to be working.
She's a kid, too.
She was a kid, too.
Yeah, so did she ever...
No, I think the reason that she didn't like me is because I gave her a telephone for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Like, you guys have a bad history with Valentine's Day. You gave her a telephone, and then she told you she hates you on Valentine's Day. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And she didn't, I don't know that, well, she may have used the word hate. I think that did come out of her mouth. She just didn't understand me. And I didn't understand her. And at that age, who understands himself and or the person that he or she is married to? That's one of the reasons that I talk frequently about the vagaries of being married early. Give it as much time as you can, because you need to.
Yep.
A lot of people get married at 23, 24, and have children right away. And it just, in this era, I just don't see it working.
No, sometimes it does.
Yeah, not often, though. Name me one.
It used to. I mean, it seems like it used to. But
yeah, right. But I think that's true. Yeah.
The new, like our generation, like, it doesn't work.
No, not at all.
No.
All right. So we were somehow or other got off onto selfies. I was talking about the things that are posted at DJV on Facebook, DJV show. Some things that we put up there, including the Patrick Stewart video, which is fabulous. And I was sort of said in the same breath or in the same few moments that I was now at a new gym and I had a new trainer. And I noticed something yesterday that makes some sense to talk about today. That is the number of people who bring their phones, their devices with them, and continue to take pictures of themselves in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's
the thing. People who post these selfies, according to a posting at a university in London, there's a study that's been done as to why so many people share their workout pictures on social media. The results of the study are not flattering. The study, I don't know that this is news. I mean, you see these people, these pictures documenting their gym activities. And the study says they tend to be narcissists. Really?
Yeah.
Is that so? According to the research, the primary goal is to boast about how much time you invest in your looks. Apparently, the status updates earn more Facebook likes than other posts. But the fellow who did the study at Brunei University said narcissists more frequently update their achievements, and that is their posting is motivated by their need for attention and validation from their Facebook friends. The fellow goes on to say that although our results suggest that narcissist bragging pays off because they receive more likes and comments to their status update, it could be that their Facebook friends politely offer support while secretly disliking their ego and egotistical displays.
We've all been there where we hit like just because we're friends with the person, but you kind of roll your eyes.
So we're like, oh, man.
Yeah. But I just noticed these people doing it yesterday, the guys flexing and taking pictures of themselves. I think that's kind of
so weird.
It is.
It really is weird to me. I mean, I know people do it, but it's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many girls are going to, like, when are girls going to stop taking bathroom selfies?
I know, in the mirror all the time. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when, like, you know, when certain actresses will do it at award shows, and it's kind of funny if they're in the bathroom at the Golden Globes or whatever. But, I mean, regular people, you walk into a bathroom now at a restaurant, and there's some stupid girl taking a selfie in the mirror in a bathroom.
Out of control.
It's so weird.
Speaking of that, here's a company that is inspiring a line of bikinis for adults. A company called Enchanted Bikinis released a line of Disney princess-inspired bikinis for adult women who love all things Disney.
I looked at these, by the way.
And?
Did you?
And?
Well, I think there's a couple of them that are passable.
Snow
because
White?
I don't think that people would get exactly what you're going for, but I would take pause with the girl walking by me where it's very clearly like a Snow White bikini. I'd be like, okay.
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid one is an actual, like, when you, it's a strapless top, but it's actually, they're seashells.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
I didn't know what, I don't know what the Cinderella one was like.
I think that one was like, it was like a blue one. The Sleeping Beauty one had like a ruffle around the rear end.
Yeah, the Cinderella one is okay. It's literally just a blue bikini with white straps and a little white ruffle. So
yeah, I think that was one of the passable ones, right?
The Pocahontas one is just ridiculous.
Actually, that's just the senator from Massachusetts.
Elizabeth Warren would never wear a bikini like that, nor should she.
I was going to say, you don't want to be looking at her in a bikini. So anyway, the site says the mission is, quote, to let the princess in you glow and enchant everyone and everybody around you when you wear your enchanted bikini.
these bathing suits are really not very flattering. Like, the girls, the models in these pictures are pretty skinny and pretty good shape, and it doesn't look good on them. So right. I have a feeling this isn't how you let your inner princess show.
All right. So when's the last time you wore a bikini, Kara?
Last summer, when it was warm enough to wear one to the pool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Victoria?
Same, last summer.
Yeah. Jennifer?
A few summers ago, I did a bikini, like a tankini kind of deal. But now I found this really cute, like retro-y kind of one piece that I'm really sad I need another bathing suit because I actually really liked it.
Oh.
It's really cute.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you go online and you can see pictures of Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and then just imagine what they look like
actually,
in a bikini.
Actually, none of us are narcissists. Oh, I was going to say, none of us have pictures in our bikinis, probably.
I was going to say, you think I'm posting pictures in the... No.
I have a question, though, Doug. When was the last time you wore a bikini?
I don't know that I ever wore a bikini.
Oh. What do you wear when you are at the beach or at a pool?
Things that look like my underpants.
Huh. Did you wear, like, the Speedo? Because I could imagine you being a Speedo.
No.
Yeah, do you go, like, all Euro?
No. No.
No.
No.
That's
why
probably
do you feel like you have, though, and that's why you're saying it that way?
I beg your pardon? I have very baggy. The stuff that I work out in is very baggy. I'm not trying to call attention to what I look like. I just wear it because I want a loose fit so that I'm not all, tied up and stuff. Some of these guys wear things... I do remember getting a shirt, though, a couple of years ago that was tight. And it was, I don't know, I just didn't go over very well, so I didn't bother with it again.
It's like a workout shirt?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
They have a lot of them, I notice a lot of guys wear, they're like a microfiber.
Yeah.
So it takes away the sweat and stuff.
Well, that's, but that's the stuff, by the way. Remember we were talking last week about what happens in the oceans? These things, these lycra things disintegrate and get into the ocean, and the fish eat them, and the next thing you know, you'll be eating them.
Yeah, so, I know.
I don't want anybody eating my trunks. Something not to think about too much. 19 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This year marks the 100th anniversary of when the Girl Scouts started selling cookies. It all started in Muskogee, Oklahoma. The organization has seen a lot of changes over the past century, but nothing illustrates how much things have changed quite like this next story. The leader of the Girl Scouts in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country once told me they had to sell 32,000 boxes of cookies every year in her city just to raise enough money to pay for liability insurance to protect themselves from lawsuits. That's right, 32,000 boxes. And troops in other cities have had to sell even more than that to cover their own liability. Let's be fair, though. The Girl Scouts have a lot of company. Such respected organizations as Little League Baseball and the YMCA must also devote substantial portions of their budgets to liability insurance, all because lawsuits, unfortunately, have become as much a part of life in America as Girl Scout cookies. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Just wait and see. Parts of me were made by you, and planets keep their distance too. The moon's got a grip on the sea.
Somehow or other, our discussion of Lycra has brought us around to a focus on John Mayer, who 4 years ago released his most recent full-length album, Paradise Valley. Fortunately for his fans, the wait is over. Next month, The Search for Everything will be released. He's teased a couple of some of the tunes, drops of these songs, the first two waves of new material. He's got eight tracks, three of which reveal something pretty personal about his relationship with Katy Perry. Apparently he's not over her, but he's over everybody else. How many people has this guy been through?
Oh, he's been under pretty much everybody in Hollywood. So.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, Jessica Simpson, yeah. Jennifer Aniston, yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt. He's been all over.
His
Jennifer,
song still
I told you
feel.
You're up next.
I know. He only likes Jay.
He likes Jays, yeah.
Still feel like you're a man. You're going to live forever in me, moving on and getting over. Find indicative enough that he is feeling a sense of regret over past relationships. He was pretty frank about the song's subject in a new interview that's in today's New York Times. Who else would I be thinking about? Asks the interviewer. He was talking about the track Still Feel Like Your Man, which features lines such as, I still keep your shampoo in my shower and still think I'm never going to find another you. We've all been there and done that, I think. He stressed
that.
What's
so special about Katy Perry?
Nothing that I can see, but we all see people differently.
Yeah.
Right? I would keep her shampoo in my shower if she'd been there.
I was really happy when these two started dating because I don't like either of them, and I think that their egos would just complement each other really well. I think they're both obnoxious, so...
There you go.
They were a perfect pair, but guess
speaking
not.
Of obnoxious, Taylor Swift, who also has seen her time with John Mayer, is done fighting Spotify and some of the other streaming services for royalties, and so she's going to become the master of her own destiny. And this week announced her own streaming service. She filed documents giving her the right to brand a website featuring non-downloadable multimedia content. in the nature of audio recording. So now, if it's not downloadable, you just you have to go to this site every time you want to listen to a Taylor Swift song.
It'll be an app, probably, yeah. So that way, you can't really own the music, but you pay a monthly fee to listen to it.
Ah, and she's that egotistical. Do you think people are going to go do that?
People will.
No,
people will, unfortunately.
Really?
I mean, she has a lot of fans. Yeah, they, her Swifties will, they'll go.
Yeah, that's what the website is called, Swifties. If you recall, she feuded with Spotify a couple of years ago, and Spotify didn't come out of it very well, as well they might not have.
She's been battling over royalties.
Well, some of the other artists.
For a while.
Didn't they, some other people stood with her or behind her in that problem with Spotify?
A few, and I can't really remember any of their names, but a few did.
Pandora, Spotify, both of these are pretty much known for screwing the performers, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. There have been, I mean, with regular radio, here's a reason if you care, regular radio pays a fee through BMI and ASCAP.
Right.
The licensing agreements that they have is to pay a certain amount of money. They keep track of the songs, and a certain amount of the money, and they have to pay a fee to these organizations, sometimes $1,000 a month, for the right to play music, and that stuff is divided up amongst the performers. So Spotify and Pandora, I don't like to do that. So that's the story on Taylor Swift, boys and girls, 28 past the hour.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
No, I'm shaking you on. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, I'm shaking you on. I'm loving you so.
Another successful half hour of conversation is headed your way with the DJV experience and the perspectives of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio. The interpretation of things that happen to us. Often you hear people say, oh, that's unfair, or I'm disturbed, or something like that because of events that happen to us. But if you look at it the other way, you want to put a positive spin on it. Don't most of those things that cause scars make you smarter and stronger under the circumstance? The positive effect of things that happen to you. We were talking about Taylor Swift.
Usually.
Her boyfriends and John Mayer and his girlfriends and things like that. But yeah, I think most of the time, not always, you're right, Jennifer, not always, those things make you stronger. Now, is that the case with real physical hurts? There's a question of the week that I came across on one of the websites regarding pain. The suggestion is that some of all of us can understand what the pain is all about. Other people get boo-boos, little boo-boos. People claim to feel your pain. One wonders if that's possible I often say, like I said to Miles the other day when he fell down, he and I were racing down the street, and he fell down, and he scraped his hands a little bit on the cement, and I picked him up, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yes." Or he says, "Yeah, yeah." And so he just kept moving. I kissed it and made it better. And so I was thinking, with regard to this survey that I saw, what causes the most physical pain? When you stub your toe, you've done that, right?
That hurts.
Bump your head.
It's always the pinky toe on the bed frame.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Maybe a splinter. Paper cut. I did one of those this past week. It's funny because they're so little, but yet they hurt. And how about hitting your funny bone?
Oh.
Hey, we got a kick out of the
terminology. Not funny, by the way.
It isn't funny. No, how did it become the funny bone? I don't even get that. But think about it, just for the heck of it, and I'm giving you a few suggestions. Toothache is something else that really, these are things you can't escape. Like when I have, once in a while I put these things on my back where my problem is, the big square patches that you can put there that supposedly relieve the pain, and then when you pull them off, or sometimes my chiropractor puts those tapes on there, and then you get in the shower and they start to get loosened up, and you take them off, and they pull the hair out with them. You've all done that. You've seen it, or you've all probably done it. Yeah. So, or do you get your wax? What is that? Was it last year I learned about what a Brazilian was? I think it was last year.
Just last year
learned what that was?
You remember that discussion, Jennifer? You don't remember.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember who we were.
I think she's trying to block it out.
I might have blocked it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think Andrea Metcalf was on with us, and she was talking. Andrea is a physical therapist and physical culturist who've been on the program off and on, and she was talking about how she prepares herself to look well, and somehow we get off onto a discussion of a Brazilian. Now, how many men out there, I asked this question, you can respond if you want. Follow us at DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin. I'm sure they'd be happy to know when the first experience was you had with a Brazilian, or do you even know, are you like me? You don't know what a Brazilian is. See how quiet it got?
And we're not talking
about so strange.
We're not talking about people here.
Why? Oh, why is that strange?
You do know what this is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think, is your question, like, when do girls start getting Brazilians?
He has boys.
I wanted to know if boys knew what a Brazilian was.
Oh, I feel like everyone does.
Okay. I can tell they would like me to move on, folks. So,
especially when they start rolling that wax ball.
Right. All right, so the federal government today will approve the Keystone Pipeline. And I think that's good. There have been good things this week, and there have been bad things this week, as has been the case, not just since this president became president, but any president. Good things come of what the work is about, and bad things come. I think on the other side, the Dakota Pipeline is a disaster and ought not be done. But as far as the XL Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, I think that it's cool. One of the reasons I was looking at it, as I'm looking at the map, I see that this fast moving, there's a real bad fire in Texas, for those of you who aren't there or haven't heard. But we were so consumed yesterday with the story about what happened in England that everything else seemed to fall through the cracks. Not that it's necessary for you to know about this wildfire in Texas on the panhandle, but it is important in as it's affecting a lot of livestock and wildlife and a lot of natural things that get in the way, the trees and things that are affected by it. This is a raw story, though, when you see how fast moving this fire is. I don't think we're going to have a danger of that in California this year, Jennifer, because of all the rain we've had there.
It'll get hot.
I thought there had a lot of rain, though, in Texas over the winter for some reason or other.
Well, there's supposed to be a lot of rain coming to California in the spring and summer this year, so hopefully you won't have the dry wildfires again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was really scary. I mean, I'm in New York, but it was scary to watch that And yeah. Jen, you were right close to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were, gosh, a few years ago, my mom's house was evacuated. I had her and my uncle's stuff here because everybody evacuated to my house. Everything around us was on fire. It gets really frightening because there's nothing you can do. And you're just at the mercy of hoping that the wind doesn't shift. It's pretty mm-hmm. scary stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. I don't know if funny is the right word, but it's amusing when you look to what goes on radio programs. I can remember when I first got started doing this, I would spend moments every day. Most of my radio work has been on in the morning because I, by default, when I started in Tiffin at school, I was the only one who could get up to go do the morning show. The guy who was supposed to do it slept in about 5 out of the 6 days a week, so I got a call, and I was Johnny on the spot because for a kid 18, 19 years of age to even do the local morning show, it was really cool. So I remember silly things, like I was told what the format was. You have to go through this date in history. And it was always what had happened in the decade. That was the 1960s. So I just for the fun of it, I don't know why I decided to do this, but I went back to the decade of the 60s as to what happened on this date being March the 24th. The first automated post office was opened in Providence, Rhode Island. Can you imagine? Today we don't even need a post office. We don't even need stamps, right? And this was only, what, 50-something, how many years ago was this? 1960 or 56 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
56 wow. years ago. Wow. On this date in 1961, President Kennedy established the Peace Corps. Cool. How many people do you know in your life who have belonged to the Peace Corps? I've had plenty. Maybe it's an age thing, though, is it?
Yeah, I don't know of one.
The people still, the Peace Corps still exists, I think, doesn't it?
It yes, because I have one friend, a friend of a friend, really. She was in the Peace Corps for, I guess, maybe a few years after college she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's not something you hear about. Maybe other countries are big on it, but I don't think American students are really into it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the new big thing is Teach for America. I know multiple people who did Teach for America, but I don't know anyone in the Peace Corps.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
The Hearst Corporation, big newspaper company at the time, closed New York's Daily Mirror on this date in 1963. The unions got their pay raises following a strike, and the day after they got their pay raises, they shut the newspaper down, putting everybody out of work.
Wow.
And thus, those of you who think, why do I know that name, the Hearst Corporation? You'll remember Patty Hearst, who was the granddaughter of the founder of the Hearst newspaper chain. She was taken by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Remember that story? Anybody got memories? You probably, anybody here know about that from school?
I don't, no.
Really? You don't remember that story? Oh, yeah. That was a big deal. Patty Hearst was, and then she joined
them. She was kidnapped?
Well, she was kidnapped by them for ransom, and then it turned out she fell for one of the guys. The Symbionese Liberation
Army. Oh, that was what they call
Black Panthers.
Right, don't they call that something syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
Stockholm, there you go.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, see, you do remember.
Yeah.
No, I just know what that syndrome is.
Well,
I don't know that specific story, but how did she get out okay? Or what? How did that end?
No, she stayed on her own. She finally left after a number of years with this guy who ran it, but she became his lover. And they were robbing banks and all kinds of
stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, man. Get into it. That was really a very interesting time. Anyway, so that's what I would have done were I on the radio back in 1966 or 68 or whenever the heck it was that I was doing it. But for today, what we're doing is food news. At this moment in time, 45 past the hour, brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You want to be healthy? Then you go online to tasty-lee.com and you order your Tasty Lee tomatoes. Or go into your grocery store and ask for them by name. Why would they do that? Okay, ladies, tell us your experiences, please, by enjoying the taste of the Tasty Lee. What have you done with them? It sounds like, what have you done for me lately? How have you, Victoria, you said yesterday you're going to order some more.
I ordered some more yesterday, yeah. I took the last two that I had down to my parents' house last weekend, and they just were raving about it. Like, my mom actually emailed me to say, those tomatoes were amazing. We put them in the salad last night.
Yeah,
so,
they're different. They really are markedly different.
They're a dark, dark red color when you cut into them. They're very ripe, and they have a sweetness. So there's no, they don't taste very acidic. They have a real nice sweetness to them. They're just really, I've never had anything like them. They're delicious.
All right, Jen, what about you?
Well, I think my favorite thing that I did with them, other than just eating the tomatoes, and keep in mind, I am not a tomato fan when they are mealy and kind of worn out. These Tastily tomatoes are juicy. They look like a tomato. They smell and taste like a tomato. With a lot of flavor, but my favorite thing, and I told you guys about this, is bruschetta. I just diced up some garlic, some of the Tastylee tomatoes, some basil and olive oil, and it was so delicious. It was really, really good, because you get that sweet, juicy flavor out of these tomatoes. That's
when
pretty amazing.
When you chop up tomatoes and onions, you ever cut your hands?
I have in the past, but I didn't this particular time.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so take the lady's advice and order your own shot of Tastylee tomatoes. Tasty with an I. Lee.com. Order them online, tasty-lee.com, or you can go to your favorite grocery store, and yeah, they've got them. But the idea of getting delivered to you is sort of a leg up, because they have to deliver them to the grocery store, and then they have to take them out of the box and put them out, so they're going to be a day or two older when you get them at the grocery store. So maybe you might think about ordering them and have them sent right to your house, if it works for you that way. So the first package, you'll discover why the taste and the healthy things that we're talking about are reality. Tastylee tomatoes. Visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty with an I, -lee.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, 53 after the hour. Let's see if we can find some powerful tech talk information to pass along to you. I'm pretty sure I've entrusted Victoria Keelan to come up with some info, and I'm betting she will not disappoint because she never does. We'll get to that in a moment after we figure out what to do with the problem that you have. This program is all about solving problems. And if you're a small business person, big business person, whatever kind of business you're in, business, if you're a serious business person and you need to hire people, the serious place to go is ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job and it'll go all over the world. All kinds of media, social media, that kind of stuff. One click does it all. You'll post your job to all the top job sites in our country. Now you can do it free with ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the... Well, there are two messages here. One of them, you can use... Through our association with ZipRecruiter, you can use the first shot at posting free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. But the other thing is that you only have to work at this once, and you get all of the interface back from these people. The emails, the calls will all be taken care of by the screeners. They rate them and then send you the results. Man, how could you make your life any easier if you're looking for a good, really good component to your team? This is the way to do it. Don't wait. If you're onto it, then right now go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Take advantage of the opportunity to use their facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV does it all. Says it all, pretty much, too. All right, so speaking of saying it all, Instagram has yet another new live update that comes. I thought we just talked about something new with Instagram very recently, so what's going on here?
Well, Instagram in November introduced the new live component to Stories, which was very similar to Facebook Live. Not surprising, Facebook owns Instagram, so they Facebook Live is very popular, so they put that over on Instagram, which has really taken off. People love going live on Instagram. But the problem, though, is just like Snapchat, you put a video up, and once it broadcasts, it disappears after 20
24 hours. Now the newest update is Instagram's allowing you to save those videos to your phone. So that means once you actually post the video, you can rewatch it and post it to other social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and things like that, which is a big deal because a lot of people are making live videos and they don't want them to disappear. So Instagram is now ensuring essentially that people will stay on Instagram to do live video things instead of Facebook Live, where they do stick around. So once again, Instagram mimicking Facebook, but it's a good update for Instagram users.
Okay, so the information about tablets and where you can take them and how you can use them, there are a lot of people who think that the use of tablets is, well, maybe because of iPads or that kind of stuff, that the tablet sales are down. I'm wondering about that as it folds into a story today from the United States government, because passengers on nonstop U.S.-bound flights from mostly Middle Eastern countries, a couple of North African countries, will have to pack their electronic devices in their baggage. They will not be able to carry them on the plane. I find that interesting. 10 different airports in 8 countries, when you get on the plane, you will not be able to have any kind of device. Smartphone, no cell phone, no tablet, no laptop, nothing. This just came about in the last day, 96 hours.
You can put it under the plane, and it stems from, remember that raid in Yemen when Ryan Owens passed away in that raid?
Yeah.
One of the bits of information that was recovered from that raid is that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has technology that can, essentially, they can send you a printer, and you think it's a printer until it explodes on you. So they're able to build bombs into devices, and because they don't have the screening technology that we do here, they have to put the ban and put it in the bottom of the plane.
Yeah. So what does that do? Without that information that Jennifer just presented, you'd be grousing.
Right. And it's only, I think it's 8 countries or 7 countries, something
yeah,
like
eight
that.
Countries,
that are,
10 airports,
yeah, 8 countries on the list, right.
Yeah, right. They are, by the way, Amman, Jordan, Kuwait City, Kuwait, Cairo, Istanbul, Jeddah, and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I thought that was interesting. Let's see, also Casablanca in Morocco, Dubai.
Dubai, really?
Yeah,
flights,
I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Flights originating from Dubai?
Right. Yeah. Yep, affects about 50 flights a day.
That's not all airlines, though, right? I mean, when you have an apartment on your plane, I think you're allowed to watch a screen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Emirates and Dubai. What is the what's the airline of Dubai?
Emirates.
Emirates, it is Emirates.
Emirates, and then what's the other one? Etihad or something?
Yeah, right. You can. They have some.
I'm pretty sure
Airbus
they work around
380s,
that.
And they put they have about 4 apartments in each one of them.
Yeah.
So people pay, if you want to go to New York, cost you $100,000 to do it, but
right.
You can ride in comfort for 10 hours. Good luck to them. All right, so that's that story, and it's 59 past the hour in the DJV Experience.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.